His eyes moved from the golden registration number at the top of the handle right down to the perfectly smooth, streamlined birch twigs that made up the tail.
"Who sent it to you?" said Ron in a hushed voice.
"Look and see if there's a card," said Harry. Ron ripped apart the firebolt's wrappings.
"Nothing. Blimey, who'd spend that much on you?"
"Well," said Harry, feeling stunned, "I'm betting it wasn't the Dursleys."
"I bet it was Dumbledore," said Ron, now walking round and round the firebolt, taking in every glorious inch.
"He sent you the invisibility cloak anonymously."
"That was my dad's, though," said Harry. "Dumbledore was just passing it on to me. He wouldn't spend hundreds of galleons on me. He can't go giving students stuff like this."
"That's why he wouldn't say it was from him," said Ron, "in case some git like Malfoy said it was favouritism."
"Hey, Harry!"
Ron gave a great whoop of laughter.
"Malfoy! Wait till he sees you on this. He'll be sick as a pig. This is an international standard broom, this is!"
"I can't believe this," Harry muttered, running a hand along the firebolt, while Ron sank onto Harry's bed, laughing his head off at the thought of Malfoy.
"Who?"
"I know," said Ron, controlling himself. "I know who it could have been. Lupin.